Track 13, and here's this week's sports news. We'll begin with rugby, Regional 2 South West. Tiverton first 15, 64. Tynmouth first 15, 15. It was always going to be a hard day at the office for Tynmouth RFC, plagued as they were by injury and unavailability for the second week in a row. A minute's silence was held before the game, and the club flags were at half-mast following the tragic passing of Angus Rackham. Captain Cam Johns was the Tynmouth man of the match, and they now sit 10th in the league, whilst Tiverton are up in third. Moving on to football, South West Peninsula League, Newton Abbott Spurs 3, Bridport FC 2. Newton Abbott Spurs survived a late scare to hold on to a memorable 3 points on Saturday. Second place Bridport FC were the visitors at the Rex, sitting 5 points ahead of Spurs prior to kick-off and yet to lose a game. Connor Marshall's men changed all of that, though, thanks to a performance that, quotes, shows everyone that we're here, we're still around, and we're always pushing forward. In the final knockings, Bridport came up with not one but two goals, poking home from a pair of corners, despite Gregory's best efforts. With the hosts slightly rattled at 3-2, Brad Crocombe's clearance up the field from kickoff was charged down, and his tackle that came in afterwards wasn't pretty at all. Perhaps he just about got away with a yellow. Spurs now move to within 2 points of Bridport for the time being. Staying with the South West Peninsula League, Stuart Bowker scored twice as Bobby Tracy AFC moved 5 points clear at the South West Peninsula League summit. Thanks to the strikers' double and Newton Abbott Spurs' 3-2 victory over Bridport, Bovey have gone further ahead of the Dorset-based side, winning 2-1. Meanwhile, Bovey's South Devon rivals Tynmouth were also at home, welcoming Crediton United to Coombe Valley. Finn Drew and Isaac Littlejohn scored the goals in a 2-0 win for Creddy, condemning Tynmouth to a 9th defeat of the season. In the Western League, Buckland Athletic were unable to conjure up any more of their late magic away at Brilsington FC, losing 2-1. In the SDFL Premier Division, Ilsington Villa suffered a shock 3-2 home defeat against East Allington United at Luthorne Cross. Paignton Saints picked up another 3 points and are growing in confidence. A comfortable 4-0 win versus Buckfastleigh Rangers keeps Saints moving in the right direction, and Rangers needing a win to move them away from the wrong end of the table. Newton Abbott 66 slipped up with a 3-2 loss at King's Staynton Athletic, and Chudley Athletic lost again by the odd goal in three, and this time it was Newton Abbott seconds that took the points. Well, a bit short of sports news this week, so we conclude with the hockey. Petrock Women's Division 1, Teens second 11 nil, Ashmore first 11 7. Ashmore women's first team bounced back from their narrow defeat at Oakhampton to record their biggest win of the season away at Teen. And in the South Men's Division 2, Ashmore second 3, Ocean City firsts 3. Ashmore men's second team produced an excellent performance to deny league leaders Ocean City their 100% record in an entertaining game that finished all square at 3-3. The Ashmore men's third 11 were also in action and gave a good account of themselves in the Totnes derby against Dart first 11. The strength of Ashmore junior programme was in evidence, with Ashmore fielding a squad with no fewer than 9 teenagers. The youngsters acquitted themselves extremely well, but went down 3-0. And that is the sports news for this week.